And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome back, friends. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be with you today. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you've been with me for years or you're just joining us for the first time, I want to share a concept that forever changed how I view real estate, and I call it the big misconception. I want you to stop and think, what do you really believe it is we do as real estate investors? What is it? What do? Most people will tell me, well, Mike, I know what you do. You buy houses, you fix them up, and you rent them out. Or you may say, well, Mike, you buy apartment communities, or you're a passive investor in apartment communities, and you buy those, and you fix them up, and you lease them out. And sure, that's technically true, but way, way too simplistic. If you ask a pilot what is it that he does, and he says, well, I just push buttons, that's kind of the same simplistic thinking. I want you to see big picture for today's show. Here is the truth. What we do is so simple, it's complex. And it's so complex, it's simple. A lot of people just don't see it at face value. But here it is. Drum roll, please. We buy cash flow. We don't buy bricks. We don't buy paint. We don't buy shingles. We're buying cash flow. Think about your paycheck for a moment, your W-2 income. Do you work for money, or does your money work for you? We all know what the truth is. The truth is you're trading hours for money. That's what a job is. I will give you hours. You will give me money. Have you ever heard someone brag, and I've heard this thousands of times. I don't understand it. I'm a humble guy. But you ever hear someone brag about how much they make? You know what goes through my mind? I'm like, well, you're making that much at your one job. That's the wrong metric, my friends. The real metric is how many streams of income do you have? Think about the greatest investor of our time, the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has said many, many times in many different ways, and I'll just paraphrase it, but he said, the most dangerous position you can have in life is one stream of income. That should terrorize millions upon millions of people, but it's the simple truth. It's the conventional wisdom thought, get a good job, put a little away, be sure you're preparing for your retirement, and all will be good. I will tell you, your one job is great. Your corporate America position is great until the nanosecond. It's not. Me personally, when I first started investing in real estate, for me, it was about how many doors of real estate do I own? These were the early years for me. I got 5 units. I got 8 units. I got 28 units. 200. I was counting doors. I don't even count doors anymore. You know what I count right now? I count streams of income. How many streams of income? Where is the money coming into this household from? And have we spread that out? How many more streams of income are we adding this year? How many will we add next year? When I also want to share another concept. Now, when a property I'm investing in, or a property that I own, single family property, we sell that property, okay? After I deposit the money, right, it's a good day at face value. Hey, we sold and we got our investment back and we got additional return back. You know what my first concern is? My first concern is I need to reinvest that money. I just lost a stream of income. I am -1 on streams of income. Buying another streams of income just puts me at even. But that's my first concern. Hey, we may have made X, but let's set that aside because it's about cash flow. What we lost was $5,000 in annual income. We just took a pay cut of $5,000. We got to replace that $5,000 and hopefully then some and grow upon it so that we're not stagnant and even, right? If you think about a sale's often a great event, we get our investment back, we get the return, yeah. But what else just happened? We lost a stream of income in this household. I've got to replace that stream with another stream of income. Now, everyday Americans, what are they buying? They're buying liabilities, cars, boats, gadgets. No, income investors, we're buying income streams. Now, understand this. It's slow at first. One stream of income is not going to retire you. We're talking $350 a month, $400 a month. It's not going to retire you. It's a start, but you got to start stacking those. What's that game where you stack blocks? Tetris? Real estate investing is a giant game of Tetris. Let's stack blocks, right? Let's stack those streams of income. I guess a more common analogy may drive this home is the golden goose. We buy the golden goose. We take care of the golden goose. We feed the golden goose. We make sure the golden goose is healthy, right? We pay a lot of attention to the golden goose because that golden goose, when it's healthy, is going to lay a golden egg for us each and every month. We don't want anything to happen to the goose, but we don't want just one goose. We want 10 geese, 50 geese. The wealthy understand this. Imagine you're a multimillionaire. You have money to invest, but you're also smart enough to know you don't want to just spend the money. You want income on those investments. And the smart folks are going to live on the income, right? They're not going to spend what they have. They don't want to be less wealthy tomorrow than they are today. They want to be more wealthy tomorrow than they are today, if you're playing the game correctly. So what do you really believe we do as real estate investors? We buying houses, rental properties? We buying or investing in apartments? Technically, yes. Okay. Technically, yes. You want to get down to base level, but no, we're flying. We're way up in the sky. What we're really doing is purchasing cash flow. Imagine you can buy an investment that pays you. You don't have to pay your investments, also known as an IRA or a 401k. You can purchase something that pays you. It is a complete 180 degree different understanding. And it took me decades to understand this. It took me decades to step into the water and say, hey, we got to do something a little different. And that's real estate investing. Now, let's put some numbers into this. And I'm going to use random numbers, but these numbers were real for me at one point. But let's say I took $30,000. And use whatever number you want. 35 is a good number. 40 is a good number. 25, depending on the property, is a good number. But I put it into a rental property, purchase a rental property. After expenses, management reserves, you know what I'm talking about. Principal, interest, taxes, insurance. Let's say I have $400 a month left over. That's my cash flow. $400 a month, that's $4,800, right? Let's add it over 12 months, right? We want to track what we're earning and how our earning is really returning for us. So we do it annualized and put $30,000 in the deal, but I'm making $4,800 a year. That's a 16% cash on cash return. 16%. Where are you getting that in today's financial world? You're not. You're not getting that in the stock market at all. Now, let's make it even better. In those early years, and we don't hold properties forever, but typically that's going to be cash tax-free if we're doing our accounting right, or darn close to tax-free. Just depends on how we're set up. But so that 16% feels more like a 20-22% return, depending on what your tax basis is. But that's just cash on cash. Doesn't include the mortgage pay down hitting every month. Remember, we're buying fixer-uppers. We're buying houses that are not in the best shape. We want to fix them up, make them a great product, a great place to live for a great person, rent that to that great person. So we have equity capture in that first year. And also that return, that 16%, doesn't include appreciation, right? Appreciation's the silent millionaire maker. I've always said that. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, the tax advantages. Now, let's get practical. I want to talk about a concept called chunking, also known as buying your life back. Chunking, right? That simple sound, one little chunk at a time. So we'll take one property, might bring you $350 a month. Woohoo! $350 extra. A lot of naysayers are going to go, you did all that for $350? You're right. You're darn sure I did. Not a fortune, but to start, but you just bought back a little piece of your time, a little chunk of your time that you don't have to trade hours at work. That's your utility bill. That bill is gone. Boom. Two houses. Now we've got $700 a month, right? Suddenly we're covering all of the utilities in your property. Hopefully, right? Some of you have higher utilities than that. Electricity can be expensive at times. Depends on the month, time of year, I guess. Maybe you made a real dent in your car payments on top of your utilities. Just two houses. Let's go three or four houses. Well, by gosh, now we're paying for the groceries for the family, and we keep chunking. We keep working at it. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Now you find yourself at 10 houses. 10 houses, you're funding your mortgage on your personal home if you have one, or you're paying college for your kids. Maybe you made a commitment. You said, hey, you can go to college. We're darn sure not borrowing, because that's the devil. College debt's the real epidemic in this country. And yeah, you can tell them I said that. Maybe you're doing this, and I did this. You're covering that fantastic vacation each and every year, or that time away with your better half, or bringing other additional members of your family, or doing something. Life's about buying memories, right? Let's pay for the memories, not for the stuff. So 10 houses can do a lot. It could change your life. And so when I'm talking about buying your life back one chunk at a time, it's a process. And you just stack those. Each property is another slice of freedom. And that's a whole lot more exciting than hoping that the stock market gods are smiling on your retirement funds. How many chunks of your life do you need to buy back the utilities, the mortgage, kids' college? What about your freedom to walk away from your job that you don't love? How much does it take? Figure that out. Calculate it. Set up a plan and make it happen.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Appreciate you tuning in. If you want to reach out to me directly, my email address is askmike@luinc.com. And if this message is resonating with you, we do have a free workshop. You can check it out and see what we do and how we do it and why we do it. And you can find that at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Last segment, we talked about chunking. Let's go from chunking to what I call the cash flow snowball. Chunking's one little piece at a time, right? $350 a month, but that's not going to retire us. So now let's get to that cash flow snowball. Here's where it gets wild. You're not just pocketing that $400. We're not at that point in life where we want to be. So that $400, if you have a job and it's covering everything that you needed to cover, you're getting by, keep the job. Now we have an extra $400, right? We're taking this up a notch. You're not spending it. You're reinvesting it. Over time, you will be able to purchase the next property. And you keep building that up, right? We're pushing it into more and more cash flowing real estate, more and more streams of income. You get another, then another, then another. It gets faster as you go. The more it starts slow, just like a tiny little pebble of snow rolling down that mountain. It accumulates more and it accumulates more. It's not moving very quick at first. You got to keep feeding it, right? If you don't feed it, it's not going to grow. So once you build it, that's the cash flow snowball. Cash compound interest is powerful. Okay, you've heard Einstein say compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world, or something like that. How about compounded cash flow? That's a rocket ship. So one house doesn't retire you. 10 houses, that'll change your life. Another $5,000 a month will change your life. Let's shift gears. I want to talk about the box analogy, right? You heard me, B-O-X, the box analogy. Imagine a box. This box produces annually $100,000 per year in cash flow. What would you pay for a box that gave you $100,000 a year in cash flow? Would you pay $1 million? Would you pay $2 million? Would you pay more than that? That's how investors think of these assets, these cash flowing assets. The box is the business. The output is the cash flow. We're getting simple here, but it is a big picture of understanding what real estate investing really is. I'm not sure I understood what it was until I was really into it for several years, until I had several streams of income. What I thought I had were several properties, but no, it is a stream of income. It is a box kicking out a certain portion of cash flow. And then you got to say, well, what do I want to buy that box for? What's it worth? Now let's make this even more powerful. Let's call it the broken box. This is powerful. Listen to me here. Sometimes when you know what you're doing, you come across a broken box, right? It's spitting out only $50,000 a year instead of $100,000 a year. Most people are going to walk past it, right? They're going to see a problem and they are not interested. But when you have the right education, you look at it and you have the education, you have the understanding, you know how to analyze boxes, you see the opportunity. And you know, with a little rehab, an improvement in management, a little repositioning, that broken box can be restored from a $50,000 box to a $100,000 box. This is the kicker, okay? Because the box is broken, you buy the box at a discount. You capture the upside. That's equity capture, also known as forced appreciation. You're forcing the value of this box into a greater value because you understand what you're doing. You're not waiting for markets. You're creating your own return. My mentor, David Fisher, hopefully he's listening or he catches this or someone sends it to him, but he used to always say, you create your own market. You make money on the purchase, on the buy. You create your own return. Now, understand this return's unrealized, and this is hard for those of us that grew up in the conventional wisdom world that we have to see our wealth in dollars and cents, and it's usually on some sort of mutual fund statement that comes out quarterly or annually. But when you understand real estate investing, you can see wealth in assets, right? It's in sticks, bricks. It's an assembly of commodities. That's really what a single family property is, or an apartment community is. And we know we have the wealth in there. In fact, the bank knows we have the wealth in there because when we work with our banker, our lender, they look at it and they count, they compound our net worth in assets. They're not looking always for dollars. It's another concept that people need to understand. You can have wealth in assets. It doesn't always have to be numbers on a spreadsheet in some fund where you can push a button on your computer screen and hopefully get paid on that. Real estate's a little different, but it's an ownership of assets. But if the bank considers that my net worth, well, I'm darn sure considering it my net worth. But back to making money on the buy, back to creating your own markets, back to what David Fisher teaches us. It takes education. You have to recognize the broken box and do right on the purchase, on the buy. You make money on the buy. My first rental property that I purchased was prior to me even knowing what I was doing. It was prior to me being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and getting educated. I bought basically a new property. It was less than 5 years old. Okay. I just knew we needed to understand this rental property thing. So I bought a really nice home and I paid the appropriate market price for that property. I didn't know any better. I had a realtor and we were looking at what properties in the neighborhood were selling for per square foot. And we found this home for sale and I bought it for market price. I mean, didn't know any better. I held the home for 2.5 years. I sold the property for 9% more than I bought it, but that's just simple appreciation. I made money basically through the appreciation and I had the cash flow at the beginning, but I missed out on all the other ways to truly make money in real estate. So that's why we teach buy the broken box, buy the broken home for a discount. Now, when I started using the Lifestyles Unlimited method and doing that, the properties I purchased after Lifestyles Unlimited, I told you that first one, I bought it nice, fresh, new, made 9%, sold it for 9% 2.5 years later, more than when I purchased the home. Okay, it's a return, right? It's 4.5 annual. Well, it's 2.5. It was less than 4% return is what I got on it. Now, the rental properties, when I used Lifestyles Unlimited, I was making well over 100% of what I paid for that property. And 100%, if you bought the property for $150,000, we sold one of them at $315,000. We sold another one at $298,000. I think that was a $130,000 property I purchased. Friends, that's way more than 100% return. That's on the value of the property. Now understand, I was only in it for 20% in the beginning. I mean, that is a whopper of a return. So understand that this business works with the broken box. This is what makes it fun. This is where education, you can spot those underperforming boxes. But with the right management, the right team, the right repairs, the right marketing, you're turning $50,000 boxes into $100,000 boxes. Really, what we want to do is purchase cash flow. I mentioned that when I have one of my investments, one of my streams of income sells, I get the return, but my first concern, my first priority of business is replacing that income. It's the same as if those of you, you're at your W-2 job and the boss comes in and says, hey, we're struggling as a company, therefore I need you to do the same amount of work, but we're cutting everyone, we're reducing everyone's pay by 10%. Okay. How do we make that 10% up? Well, if you're a real estate investor, you go buy another stream of income and you make that 10% up. You buy maybe two more streams of income, three more streams of income, because I don't want to just make up a 10% loss. I'd like to improve by 10% annually, if at all possible, but you got to keep growing. It's cash flow snowball. One rental home, it's one stream of income. It's a start. You don't stop there. Same with one passive multifamily apartment deal that you get into. It's just one. You need dozens. You need streams. It also reduces your risk. The more you have, the less risk you have, right? One, you lose one, you lose two. If you've got 40, you're fine. Okay. If you have two, you're not fine. So we all know one property is not retiring you tomorrow. That first rental property I had, it was exciting. I knew it wasn't retiring me. We were making $550 a month cash flow. It was fantastic. And the first thing I wanted to do was go get a second one after I did it. Now, that's the one using the Lifestyles Unlimited method. Great little property. I was scared to death of it. I had a fantastic GC that, you know, metaphorically put his arm around me and said, "Hey, little buddy, I got you. This is fine. You're going to be okay." Because how many times had he done it? Hundreds. Okay. And now we're to the point years later, it's thousands. So your first one, little apprehension, but you've got the education, you've got the roadmap, you know what you're doing. So utilizing the compound effect, right? One of my favorite sayings in life is that overnight success takes 15 years, right? Oh, think about that for a second. Overnight success, because everyone's like, wow, all of a sudden so-and-so's doing great. Well, in the background, they've been working for 10 or 15 years. Now they're doing great, but people from the outside are saying, oh, boom, all of a sudden so-and-so's doing great. So overnight success takes 15 years. Stair-step that into the same concept of purchasing streams of income. Let's talk about buying your paycheck. I want you to think about buying your paycheck, okay? You make $5,000 a month at your job. Every month, you're trading your time and energy for $5,000. But what if instead you slowly started buying your paycheck, right? Through one property at a time, two properties at a time. Buying your paycheck back, $350 here, $400 here, $500 there. And then eventually, doesn't happen overnight. Like I said, doesn't happen overnight. One house at a time, one chunk at a time, another investment, another cash flowing box. Suddenly you have eaten into a percentage of your paycheck, right? You work for 2 or 3 years as a real estate investor and suddenly you're making $2,500 in passive income. Those checks are just hitting your checkbook each and every month. You're not doing anything for it. And when you look at the analysis and you say, well, by gosh, I just bought back 50% of my job. So how much of your job do you want to buy back? How much would you like to buy back this year? You want to buy back 10%? You want to buy back 50%? You want to buy back all of it? I know a lot of folks that have bought back all of it. That is financial freedom. That is life on your terms. You can keep working, sure. And if you keep working, you can keep growing that snowball, or you can walk away. So imagine your checking account. I have one of those and I see deposits that I didn't work for coming into that checkbook each and every month, each and every quarter. Your 401k, that's hope, right? That's all it is hope. I hope it goes up. I hope there's not a world war. I hope there's not some financial crisis. It's hope. Real estate is cash flow today. It's cash flow today. So what are you doing today that the future you, the you 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, who says we don't have time machines? What are you doing today that the future you 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now is going to go, my gosh, those decisions I made in 2025, 2026, wow, I'm really glad I did that because here I am in 2030. And I didn't know this and this and this was going to happen, but I've got this cash flow coming in. And so I'm sure glad that I made those decisions back then, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that are helping me today, that are helping my family today. That is the cash flow snowball. That is overnight success takes 15 years. That is working on it. I've been doing this for 14 years. I wish I'd been doing it for 34 years. I just didn't know about it. This isn't information that's out there. You got to seek it out and find it. Now, one thing, my wife and I, she was lukewarm when I started this real estate investing. She trusted me. She said, "I trust you. Do it." I just tell though, the female side of her is the protectionist, right? We've got three kids. What are we doing? We're trying to build a retirement, and now here you are, and you want to buy these rental properties. She was lukewarm. So I decided that we would celebrate the wins as they came across, right? We're compounding, we're reinvesting cash flow, and we're winning along the way. And this was personal, but it's something we've always done. So let's say, and this has happened many times, there was a rental property that we're trying to buy. And often you're not the only buyer purchasing the rental property. You find the property, you've done your analysis, and you're like, my gosh, I really, really want this property. We put our offer in. We've told them we can close in 10 days because we're using hard money, but there's four other people trying to buy it. I would get the property and I'd land it and I'd close the property. We would celebrate. And then we started the same concept when I shifted into apartment communities. There's an apartment community you want to invest in, then the lead investor, the syndicator, puts the offer out, and so many people say, yes, I would like to be a partner in this investment. Okay, just follow me here. Now, he may need to raise, and I'll just pick a number, $10 million. The lead investor, he or she, don't want to leave the ladies out often, they're the smartest of the group. More often than not, they would say, okay, we have a $10 million raise and we have commitments for $12 million. Okay, $2 million more. Now we need to go through and choose who our partners are going to be. And they have a metric that they use. And usually it's the better they know you, the more opportunity you have. But I'd get selected into an apartment community that I really wanted to invest in. We would celebrate. That's a great day. Okay. We're like, boom, we're going to be able to invest $50,000 in this property in Tennessee. Woohoo. I'm so happy. I always wanted to be in this community. I love the lead. This is going to be great. Okay. Now, this is day one. We just got notice that we've been accepted. Now I'm about to send $50,000. A lot of people would go, oh, that 50 grand. You're spending 50 grand. We're excited that we're about to send 50 grand. This is a great day. Celebrate the wins. Now, what did we do? I went and bought a Ferrari. No. No, I did not. That dumb. God. Yeah, someone break my leg if I do that. No, we're talking about a nice dinner, you know, maybe a bottle of mid-level champagne or Prosecco on the patio on a Sunday afternoon, but just saying, hey, we got another property, or hey, we got an offer on a property that we're selling. We're going to sell it for this. Boom, you know, popping bottles, right? We didn't go crazy. Again, a nice dinner, just something to, you know, hey, this is some me time. This is us on the same team. Let's go celebrate the wins. And we started doing that. She became very interested in real estate by the time we had five properties and we were bringing in some nice passive income. And then by the time we shifted into apartments, she was on board. So we still celebrate our wins today and we enjoy it. And it just reminds us that it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.